In this bulletin, more heat expected in some regions in New South Wales. Wilton Gregory becomes the first African-American cardinal in Catholic history. And in sport, the Socceroos remain the fourth highest ranked Asian Football Confederation nation. With the latest SBS News, I'm Sarah Shalala. The New South Wales Rural Fire Service says it has the capacity to bring 100 water bombing aircrafts to bear to put out fires in today's severe heatwave conditions. Temperatures are set to cool in South Australia and Victoria today after approaching 45 degrees Celsius in some places on Saturday. But more heat is expected in the eastern and northeastern regions of New South Wales ahead of another rise in temperatures on Tuesday. Commissioner of the New South Wales RFS, Rob Rogers, says the heat has certainly elevated the fire danger.
Just because we've had some rain in the last few months, it doesn't mean the risk is eliminated, because it isn't. It's a different risk this year. I'd rather not be on the back of a four-year drought, which is what we were in last year. So definitely better position, but it's a different risk. And nonetheless, it is a risk. So people do need to take it seriously.
Victoria has marked 30 days without a new COVID-19 case. Health authorities say 28 days with no new infections means the virus has been eliminated from the community, given that period represents two 14-day incubation periods. Victoria's milestone means other states will begin welcoming travellers from the state once more. New South Wales lifted restrictions for Victorian travellers on Monday, while Queensland and South Australia will reopen their borders from December 1. Western Australia is now the only state or territory with closed borders to Victoria, with no plans to reopen them. Australia's Agriculture Minister David Littleproud has urged China to act with transparency and in compliance with World Trade Organization rules as trade tensions escalate between the two nations. Australian wine manufacturers say China's new steep tariffs of up to 212% of their product has the potential to ruin them. Australian officials say the matter could be taken to the World Trade Organization after Chinese authorities said they were basing their decision on the preliminary findings of an investigation that found Australian wine had been sold at substantially lower prices in China compared to Australia, causing substantial damage to Chinese growers. Australian officials reject the finding, but Minister Littleproud told Sky News political tensions are behind China's actions rather than any economic motive.
We are a rules-based trading nation, and we expect those that we trade with do the same, not only through individual trade agreements, but also just through the WTO. So it's important that China is very clear on this. Australia has been open and transparent, and we expect the Chinese to do exactly the same. But the evidence and the actions that are mounting tend to indicate it's more a grievance around our sovereign actions rather than trading actions.
China has already launched a series of trade strikes against Australia across barley, cotton, red meat, seafood, sugar, timber and coal exports. The Catholic Church's first African-American cardinal says he hopes to be a voice for the African-American community in the Pope's ear. Speaking to Vatican News, the 72-year-old Archbishop of Washington, D.C., Wilton Gregory, says the appointment has only strengthened his resolve to continue his mission.
My relationship to the flock entrusted to me has to be the first responsibility that I have as a priest, as an ordained minister. And protecting them and caring for them and strengthening them and urging them to continue to live and practice our faith, to invite them to continued expressions of charity and social outreach.
12 others have also been named as cardinals, becoming part of a group whose primary task is to elect a new pope. The individuals come from Italy, Malta, Rwanda, the Philippines, Chile, Brunei, and Mexico. While Europe still has the largest share of cardinal electors with 41%, it is down from 52% in 2013 when Francis became the first Latin American pope. The latest men's world rankings have been released, with the Socceroos at number 41, an improvement of one spot despite not having played a fixture since November 2019. The Socceroos remain the fourth highest ranked Asian Football Confederation nation behind Japan, Iran and South Korea. The rankings were still led by Belgium after a stack of matches during the November international window, which included World Cup qualifiers, UEFA Nations League action and European Championship qualifiers. And now for a look at today's weather. Sydney, windy, afternoon cool changes, 40 degrees. Melbourne, showers clearing and 19. Adelaide, partly cloudy and 24. Alice Springs, mostly sunny, 39. Cairns, a shower or two and 31. Brisbane, sunny, 32. Canberra, partly cloudy and 28. Hobart, mostly cloudy, 20. Perth, partly cloudy and 24. And Darwin, shower or two with a possible storm, 33 degrees. I'm Sarah Shalala and this is SBS News.